Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is an edition of Terrifying Your Life with Associate Pastor Kimberly Horvath, and we should be hearing from her really soon. But before I let you go, we turn it over to her. I just want to remind you that on October the 20th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, will be our resident DJ and Director of Men's Ministry, Frankie Horvath, DJ Frankie Vibe, who will be mixing and bringing the word. Also, on the 27th, the youth will be taking over the studio. Please join me. I see the great DJ Shaheen and Sister Kenya for a great evening of just rejoicing in the year. Pastor Horvath, how are you? I'm sorry, she's not on the line yet. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a song while we wait for her to come on this show. And one of the songs I've been thinking about for a very long time, it's All Right, Let Everything Know That It's All Right. And that's by Vonsell Belcher. And we're going to play that right now. And here we go.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Now, but, you know, everything's going to be all right. That's why I played it.
I am here.
All right. I knew it was just a matter of time.
I heard you before, but you couldn't hear me.
Right. So, you know, technology, what can we do?
Yeah, it's okay, but we're all good now.
Yeah. It's good to have you back. It's been a month already.
I know.
Can you believe it?
No.
Oh, my goodness. And I, you know, this is, you know, you're winding down to the end of the year, so I know you're going to have a lot of helpful tips for us as we walk up this walk that we do with faith. And I'm going to turn the floor over to you.
All righty. Well, you know, I was up early this morning, and I was seeking God for what we're going to talk about today. And, you know, it first came to me to begin to talk about, you know, my pastor is doing a series about, are you attractive? And, you know, God was talking to me about, you know, how do people know you're a Christian, you know? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's interesting. He's like, no, I don't want you to talk about that. I want you to think about that today, right? And so as I was thinking about that, you know, the word came to me and said, are you living life the way God wants us to live it? And I was like, oh, wow, this is deep. And it brought me right to John 10:10. And John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And this is Jesus speaking. And he says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And we know that when you look at the various versions of the Bible, it talks about having life to the full, living life until it's really teeming over, till you just can't get any more life out of it. And the whole theme of my coaching process is to maximize your life, to live as much of it as you possibly can. And it's one of the reasons why I always talk about goals and setting goals and doing things. And, you know, I keep trying to get people back on track and not feel, you know, some kind of way if they get off track and don't accomplish things the way they intended. Because life is really meant for us to have as much of it as we possibly can. So today's segment is really about what we can accomplish for what the remainder of the year that we have, you know. Mm-hmm. There's only 12 weeks left until New Year.
Wow.
Right? I know. 12 weeks until New Year. When you look at it like that, it doesn't seem like a whole lot of time. And for those people who have been following us all year, they know we started out the year talking about your goals for the year. And we periodically have been coming back and talking to people and saying, hey, you know, if you're doing them, great. If you haven't done them yet, start now. So what I want to talk about is I wrote out a list of things that you can do that you can easily accomplish at least one of these goals between now and the end of the year. All right? That's what I want to talk about, because I believe that it's really important for people to win. You know, there's so many ways for us not to win. Sometimes all you need is just one win, and the energy and the joy from that just pushes you so that you're able to win even more. So I really believe strongly if you could just grab hold and just do one of the things that I'm going to talk to you about between now and the end of the year, the excitement of actually setting a goal and winning, you know, can really help you accomplish maybe a few of them. And if nothing else, get you started for a strong year next year. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, so of course I was on the internet a little while ago, and I was just, you know, one of the things that I love to do several times a week, a lot of nights a week, I go to bed with my iPad most nights. And I go to bed with different things on my iPad, but one of the things that I love is Pinterest. A lot of people are into Pinterest. I know that they say that, you know, folks in my age group, and, you know, I'm well over 40, that we love Pinterest for whatever reason. But I do love Pinterest. And one of the things that one of the lists that I have on Pinterest is my bucket list. And when you search out bucket lists on Pinterest, you see these folks with all these different interesting things that they want to do. And so if you have never created a bucket list before, now is a fantastic time to create a bucket list. And all that is a list of things that you put down that you would like to accomplish before you leave this earth. What mm-hmm. is it? Because the truth is that if you don't write it down, if you don't track it, you're not likely to accomplish it. All right? Yeah. Anyone who accomplishes goals, who goes about getting things done, will tell you if it's tracked, you are more likely to do it. If it's on a list, you are more likely to do it. So I'm going to say those dreams that you have, those ideas, those things that you want to do, don't keep them in your head. Write them down. All right? Mm-hmm. Now, I found a really cool website, and that website is www.bucketlist.org. Okay? And that is a website that talks to you about creating a bucket list and how to get your things accomplished and all that kind of stuff. But it has this awesome picture. I saw this awesome picture and I was like, you know what? This has to go on my bucket list. And what it was this wonderful looking, I mean, delicious looking Belgian waffle. It was loaded with strawberries, drizzled with chocolate. And I thought, oh, my God, I want this so badly. And when I read the caption, it said, eat Belgian waffles in Belgium.
Oh, oh, wow.
Yes, I have to do that in life now, right? So, I mean, pictures really, you know, really do it. You know, when you know, it's one thing to think it in your mind. When you have this fabulous picture, it's really, really awesome. And I love the idea of having a bucket list with pictures, which is why I like Pinterest so much. However, that is going on my bucket list, eat Belgian waffles in Belgium. I found another website called fullylived.com. And this person has been tracking their successes for a lot of years. And it is amazing to see all of the things that this person has accomplished in their life in just a matter of a few years. And I believe strongly that you really can accomplish a lot when you write it down, when you track it, when you set goals for yourself. And if you go to fullylived.com, this person also wrote an ebook that tells you how to live, I forget what it's called, but it's about how to live a great year, you know, a very successful year. So please go to those websites, take a look. You can sign up if you want to, but at least get the ebook on fullylived.com so you can really learn the art of putting together a list of things that you want to accomplish and then getting it done. All right. Another thing that you can definitely do between now and the end of the year. I say do this responsibly, but take a day off. Most people, I don't want to say most, but many people have not had true day offs. I mean, I'm talking about a day off where you really don't have anything that you have to do. You know, I'm talking about a day off where you're not running to go on vacation, not a day off to go run some errands, not a day off because you're sick, not a day off because you have things to do for your family. You know, I'm talking about a day off when you are just off, okay, literally off. It's really important for us to have a Sabbath day. And, you know, we were not really meant to operate on 7 days a week and multiple hours of work or being active a day. We weren't meant to do that. We're really mm-hmm. supposed to have a Sabbath day. And so I encourage people to take a day off. But here's what I challenge people to do. I challenge people to take a day off before Thanksgiving.
Ah, exactly.
Okay. Because you know that when Thanksgiving gets here, we're going right into the holiday season. I mean, some people are going to get up from their Thanksgiving meal and go stand in line to go shopping somewhere.
Right.
Some people are going to eat their Thanksgiving meal while they're online. So
right.
I am challenging people, take a day off before Thanksgiving gets here. And do yourself a favor and sleep in one day. You know, if you're one of those people that always has something to do, sleep in for a day. And maybe you have children or something that you have to accomplish in the morning. Okay, that's fine. Get up and handle that, those responsibilities. But do yourself the favor and have the luxury of climbing back in bed. I love it when I can climb back in bed. It's so awesome. You know, I get up, I let the dog out, and I go back up. You know, I take care of her. I go back upstairs and climb back in my bed. To me, even if it's just an extra 20 minutes or half an hour, that bit of sleep is probably the sweetest of my whole entire night. You know, just knowing that I get that extra bit. I encourage people to really just take a day off. And then, after you sleep in, do something that you really want to do. Maybe you just want to hang out in your bed in your PJs for the day. You know, watch a couple of movies or not. Read or not. Maybe you don't want to do anything. Maybe you want to sleep off and on all day. I encourage you to do that. I think everyone is entitled to do that every now and then. But take a day off and just enjoy yourself. All right? You know, remember, living in abundance, you know, it's kind of like when we talk about prosperity, there's so many different ways to be prosperous. It's not only about financial increase. The same thing is about is with abundance. Abundance, we're talking about being able to live a full life. And when your life is always on the run or always working or always engaged in something, that means it's not full. You are teetering on one side and you're not balanced. And it's important to have balance. So please encourage yourself. Be willing to take a day off. All right? Another thing that I encourage people to do between now and the end of the year, hang out and really engage in good conversation with a really good friend or a family member. Like, really spend some time. If anyone has never taken a Franklin Covey course on how to design your day, then you may not be familiar with understanding the different roles that you play in life. But Franklin Covey teaches you that you have to be aware of your roles. Are you an employee? Are you a CEO? Are you a daughter, a sister, a mother, a wife? You know, what are all the different roles that you play? Be very aware of them. And then you need to actually choose a role or two each week to spend time engaging in that role. So, for instance, when you're planning your week out, for those of you that plan, because I know not everyone does, but it's something you might want to start thinking about. You know, if you know that you are a daughter and you are a wife and you are a sister and you're an aunt and you're a mother, all right, so maybe this week you're really going to concentrate on being a great aunt and a really great friend, all right? And you have to decide what that means. Does that mean sending your nieces and nephews a text? Or maybe it's engaging in a really solid conversation with just one of your nieces or nephews that maybe you haven't spoken to in a while. Or maybe you know they're having a hard time. Maybe it's being there for a friend, reaching out to a friend, sending them a card, or sending them, just giving them a phone call, you know, anything to engage with them. What I love to do, I mean, I enjoy talking to people over a meal. I really love that. And if I'm going to go out, then one of the things that I love to do is be able to go out during a time of day when there aren't a lot of people that are out. And, you know, so during the week, having lunch at 2 o'clock in the afternoon is awesome because it's after the lunch rush, it's before the dinner crowd, and you can have a place, you know, that's pretty empty, and you can sit there and really hang out. And nobody cares how long you sit there and really just chat it up with a good friend or family member. So spend some time engaging with people, not just on Facebook, you know, not just through our social media, but really engaging with people. This is what I consider really living life abundantly, really engaging with people. Maybe you need to catch up with a number of people. It's been all year, and maybe you've been intending to get together with folks and you haven't. How about hosting a dinner party? You know, having a few of your friends come over. Everybody can bring something. You know, it doesn't have to be all be on you. A lot of people are having difficulty financially, but you know what? Everyone can do a little bit of something. So, you know, just host a get-together for you and a few of your friends and just hang out, you know, and really just have a good time. Another thing, taking a mini vacay, and I'm talking like, you know, not everyone can do a quick road trip, but some people can. Maybe you can do a day trip. Maybe you haven't even been in your own town in a long time.
Right.
You know,
right.
Spend some time in your own town. Do something that you've never done before in your own town. You'll be surprised what's available. And if you live close to a big city, there's often a lot of things to do for free. If you live in a town that has a library, they give a lot of things for free. Check out your city council and find out what's going on for free. Do something that you've never done before. Or even a quick spa day. A facial, a massage, something like that doesn't necessarily have to cost you a whole lot of money. And if you know someone that performs these services, maybe you can barter with them. Maybe there's something that you can do for them and they can do for you. And you can have a mini spa day that way. So that's, you know, just a few things with regard to actually getting out and going and doing things and really enjoying some of your time. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. I think that it's really important. I mean, when we look at the Bible, it doesn't tell us a lot about the social life and the social things that went on in the lives of people, but it gives us enough for that we know that they did have social lives. You know, we do hear about the wedding celebrations and the different feasts and all that kind of stuff. If you really did the history on that, you'd understand that some of these wedding celebrations lasted for days. And I mean, I'm talking about, you know, a lot of celebration, a lot of hearty good times going on. So, you know, God is not against us having a good time.
Yes, he enjoys watching us enjoy ourselves. Yes, and living that abundant life that he's offered, you know, for free of experience. So those sound like really wonderful ideas.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't take much to do any of these things either.
Yeah, right. No effort at all. But, you know, as you were talking and when you said spend time with people, so time is the most precious thing that you can get.
Oh, my, yes.
Precious things, yes. And so that would, you know, for people, again, people are struggling, with, you know, but giving your time is absolutely great.
Yes. And the thing is that, you know, time, you know, it's one of those things that, as you said, you can't get it back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you spend time with someone, that is really a very special thing. I always tell people, it's one of the reasons why I really love cards, you know, when people actually give me a card or something like that, because I can look at that and I can say that is time cut out of their life that they spent specifically for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's huge to me.
Yeah.
You know, that's really huge to me. I want to read, before going on, I want to read some of the verses in the John 10:10 different versions of the Bible. I couldn't get the word out. I want to read it because I want people to really get a full understanding so that they can know that I'm not making this up, by the way. So I read it to you in the King James Version. The New Living Translation says, "The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy." Look what kind of purpose that is, right?
Yeah.
To steal and kill and destroy. "My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life."
Mm.
That's really sweet, you know,
yeah,
a satisfying life. And for me, I don't know about everyone else, you know, one of the things that satisfies me is time spent. I'm, you know, that's my love language. At least one of my love languages is time spent. And I love to spend time with people. I love to spend time with my family. When I meet new friends, I want to spend time with them, talk to them, get to know them, understand them. That's really my language. And that's really, to me, very satisfying. And that makes one wealthy, you know. When you look at it and this is the, hold on a second, I'm trying to pull it up here. But the Berean Study Bible, it says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. He doesn't really change very much. But it says, I have come that they might have life and have it in all its fullness. Have it in all its fullness. I love that. And you know what? Another one that I thought was really cool, the Aramaic Bible, right? I like the Aramaic because that was a language that Jesus spoke. And it says, but a thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they might have, that they may have life and have whatever is abundant. Okay? I hope that people are understanding that, you know, God is really serious about you having a satisfactory, and I mean, when I say satisfactory, I'm not talking it's okay. I'm talking pleasing to your soul content. You know, contentment. All right? Here is another one. God's Word translation. A thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came so that my sheep will have the have life and so that they will have everything they need. That's just lovely. You know, so you know, the purpose of Jesus coming is for us to have all of the things that we need.
Yeah.
All right. He wants. He wants us to be content in life, to be satisfied in life, and so it's not only about working, and trying to prove this and prove that. And no, the process of life is to live it. And to enjoy it in the process of coming to know God more and more and more.
Amen.
Amen. You know, because sometimes, you know, we can take these, we can take this thing, and I want to be careful about the way I say it. I believe, you know, Christianity is a serious thing. But sometimes we can take things so seriously that we forget to enjoy life in the process.
Exactly.
And so it's very important that in the process of all that we do, you know, whatever our call is, whatever our role is, it is important that in all that we do, that we enjoy it and that we enjoy each other. Amen?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So let's talk about some more things that we can do between now and the end of the year. Because remember, this is all about having a win. Before the end of the year. I mean, a lot of people have accomplished a lot of things. Some people, a little bit, and some people haven't even thought about goals, right? So no matter where you are on the spectrum, there's still more that can be done. We have 12 weeks, and I say, what can we do? Okay, so why don't we begin a savings plan? Many times we always say that we're going to start saving when. I'm going to start saving when I get that new job. I'm going to start saving when I get that raise. I'm going to start saving when I, you know, make more money. How about you start saving from right where you are right now? And one of the ways that I have learned to save a few dollars here and there is with loose change. Many people do this. This is not any big ancient secret. Some people do this every single day. I'll do it a couple times a week where I'll empty my pockets, my wallet, whatever it is, wherever my change is, and I put them in a specific place where I'm just saving change, whether it's, you know, a lot of people use those big water bottles, whether you have a bank, whatever it might be, just empty your change out and put it there and leave it there. Don't go into it and spend it. Leave it there. All right. I can tell you that, you know, sometimes, you know, I might start doing this and then 6 months later I'll be going on a quick trip or maybe it'll be my vacation or whatever. I'll have a few hundred dollars saved up that I can take with me on that vacation. You know, you can very easily, your money adds up. Okay, so put that money in there and forget about it. That's a very easy way to do a savings plan. Go ahead.
No, I call mine my prosperity bowl. And
I love it.
That's where I keep all my loose change. And as that grows, you're gonna see your money begin to grow. Because God talks about being the steward of your money as well. And saving it, which you lose change, it takes nothing. And you do, you know, you go to a coinster and have a couple of $100.
Yes. It happens so quickly.
Yeah,
it really does. It happens so quickly. That money can add up very quickly. Especially, you know, don't pick through your money. Whatever's in your pocket or your wallet, whatever it is, just put it in there. Don't say, oh, I'm going to keep the quarters. Don't do it. Just put it in there and watch it add up. I mean, you'll be amazed at how quickly and how much it adds up. And that would be a great way to start your savings plan. And begin to do something. You can, you know, save it for a rainy day, right?
Yeah.
Imagine if you did that and you saved that money for a few years, you could have a nice little sum of change after a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Yep. The other thing that we can do for those of us who have not yet done it, create a budget. Now's a great time to do it. The holiday season is right around the corner. Create a holiday budget. All right? That's a great way to start with creating a budget. Some people think that they can't do it. Yes, you can. Create a budget now. Many people do their holiday shopping in October. You know, a lot of Christmas clubs, you know, they end in October and start in October, so people will get their Christmas club checks, things like that, and they go ahead and start Christmas shopping. Some people start Christmas shopping now because they shop for a lot of people. I say, you know what, start Christmas shopping now so that you don't feel the hit of it all in 1 month. I'm a person, I'm a cash buyer. You know, I don't put stuff on credit cards. If I can't pay for it in cash, I'm not doing it. So, you know, now is a good time to start with your Christmas shopping. If nothing else, your Christmas, you know, putting aside some money if you haven't already started it. But sales are starting now. So, and if you look at the retailers, they offer low pricing now before Black Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. They will tell you you're not going to get a lower price on Black Friday, and they mean that. Okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead and buy things now. Check with your retailers, because a lot of them, if an item goes on sale within 30 days, you can get that, you know, or maybe not 30, maybe 15 days, you can get that item at the sale price. So check that out, right? If you're buying something for a holiday, you want to make sure that you have it, I have done this. I've bought it, and then it goes on sale, I return it, and I buy it again. You know, I mean, hey, if it's going to save me some money, why not? Why should I pay more money for it than I have to? So there are a lot of ways to make sure that you're getting the lowest price that you can find. But go ahead and create that budget. Create the budget that you want for your holidays and create your monthly budget, you know, for this year and moving into next year. And add a savings plan to that, please. If you're not adding a savings plan to your budget, you're doing yourself a disservice. It doesn't matter if it's only $10 a week or $10 a month. Whatever it might be, go ahead and save it and watch it add up. Amen? We have to be wise stewards with our money. And when you're creating your budget, make sure that you add into your budget all of your giving. So for those of you who are tithers, those of you who give, those of you who are partners with people and you're giving, you know, money on a regular basis, put that into your budget. It's very important, okay?
Yeah.
The other thing that we can do between now and the end of the year is volunteer. you know, this is a great season to begin to volunteer, whether it's at a hospital, a homeless shelter. You know, there are all kinds of places that are that would love to have you to volunteer to help them out. Nursing homes are a great place to volunteer during this season. Maybe you play an instrument. Maybe there's a particular craft or skill that you have that is something that other people can use. You know, volunteer. You know, maybe you are a plumber and, you know what, there might be some folks that actually need some plumbing help and you don't mind volunteering that out. Find a way to find those people and help them out. Maybe you're an electrician and you can help someone out. Like, be willing to just be good citizens and help mm-hmm. other people. You know, this is the way, you know, we shine as Christians, is by allowing our light to shine and not being concerned about, you know, you can't always do something only for the money. You have to sometimes be led by God and be and let God pay you for the person. Amen? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes God will direct you to do things for people, and he'll say, don't charge them. And you do what he tells you to do, and then your financial needs are met over and above whatever it was that you needed because you listened to God. So don't always look for, you know, how much am I going to charge this person for this or that person for that. Sometimes just do something out of the kindness of your heart and watch what God does for you as a result. It's actually in the Bible that when you give, that puts a demand on God. You know, it puts a demand on him. So go ahead and don't be afraid, because that fear comes from the enemy. Be willing to volunteer and to help another person. There are projects that you may have that you want to accomplish. Writers always have something that they want to write. Artists have things that they want to create. How about go ahead and doing that? And, you know, again, when we're talking about, you know, ways to give during the holiday season, I always say give something that, you know, is something that you can do. So if you're an artist, paint pictures or make jewelry or whatever it is that you do for your creative art, go ahead and start creating those things now and giving them away during the holiday season. You know, if you're a writer, maybe a creative project such as creating Christmas cards. I mean, literally you creating them yourself, all right, and sending out one-of-a-kind Christmas cards to people. That would be awesome. You know, I know someone who he had a friend who, an older mentor, that used to do that. He would hand make Christmas cards, and he kept all the cards he received from him over the years until the man no longer made them anymore. You know, and it was just, they're just beautiful, beautiful cards. So imagine if, you know, this was something that you could start doing. It could be part of your legacy, you know, that every year people are waiting for the Christmas card that you give. There's one person who sends Christmas cards out that always has an awesome scene from New York, you know, a new picture every year that she takes in New York that is her Christmas card every year. So, and I'm always looking for that card to come, you know, in the mail. So work on a project. You know, that's a pretty cool thing to do as well. All right. The other thing that I say, you know, a lot of people get away from doing Christmas cards. And, you know, I just think that it's and I call them Christmas cards, not holiday cards, because I give out Christmas cards. Some people do give out holiday cards. I give out Christmas. Okay. Whether you're doing Christmas, holiday, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you're giving out, go ahead and do it. Sometimes people don't do it, though, I think, because they get caught up in the holiday and then they just don't feel like it. Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. It's October. Christmas cards are available now, and if you're like me, you bought your cards. You bought the really nice cards that were on sale for 75% off last holiday, right? So you have your cards already. Go ahead and make them out and be ready to drop them in the mail first week of December. Go ahead and do it now. This is something that you can do now before the holidays roll around, and it could be a goal that you actually meet. A couple of years, I didn't send them out just because I didn't drop them in the mail. They were written out. And then I found them at the end of the season. You know, when you go back and you're cleaning everything up, and I'm like, oh, my God, I never mailed these cards out. You know? Okay. So now I make sure that I'm going to hand do this, like, early so that I'm not caught up in the midst of the season and frustrated trying to write them out and get them out.
Okay.
You know, it's just the kind of thing that I would do. It's just me.
Right. You should have mailed them. Not really. What is it?
I should have mailed them anyway. Well, you know what? People, I usually send out New Year's cards. I send them out a lot. There are certain people that I send my Christmas cards to, but I like to send New Year's cards out, and it's just because I like to make sure that, you know, my stuff doesn't get lost in the midst of everyone's stuff. So I like to send my stuff out a little bit different. That's just me. I'm also the person who, when someone passes away, my card comes like the week after, because I want them to know there are still people that are out here thinking about you. You know, that's a really hard season, because a lot of times people feel, you know, hey, you know, you're here for me during a wake and a funeral, but the week after that, no one's around anymore. And so I like to send the card later to let them know, hey, we are still here. We are still praying. We do still know that you're grieving. So my stuff usually comes a little bit off season anyway.
Okay.
All right. Another thing, donating to a cause. Okay. A lot of people are going to be donating during the season. A lot of people donate all year long. A lot of people are looking for a tax write-off. Right? They need to do something to get their taxes down. They do think about it this time of year because they only have 12 more weeks in order to get that tax write-off in. Find a worthy cause. Shameless plug, Journey Home Outreach Ministries is a worthy cause. And you can do so by going to our website at johm.org. You could pay it right online. We are very happy to receive any of your donations. We really are. We have a lot of things that we're looking to do in the new year, and it all takes money. And you know what? Being on air costs money. So we are more than happy to receive your donations now or any time of the season. So donate to a cause. We're very, you know, there are so many causes out there. Find one. You know, find one that you can resonate with and donate. You know, volunteer your time and donate financially. Also, paying it forward, that's what they call it in the world. I don't mind that title so much, but Jesus just talks about giving. Give, give, give. You hear it all the time. You know, he wants us to give, and he wants us to give freely. And he wants us to give and give freely to, you know, God wants us to give and give freely to him, and he wants us to give and give freely to each other. So do something for someone. You know, start a whole movement. I love it when, you know, you have someone who pays for someone's coffee, and so then they pay for the next person's coffee, and they just keeps going on and going on and going on. Start a movement. You know, pay it, pay something forward. Do something for someone else. Donate your time and donate your finances. Donate your talent, because people need them. Amen?
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Another thing that happens, this is my HR hat now coming in. Another thing that happens at the end of the year, people start thinking about their medical benefits, and they start thinking about the fact that they haven't used them. There are a lot of people who may have put money into their health spending accounts and things like that, and they haven't used that money as of yet. Now's the time. If you haven't used that money, to use it to buy the contacts, the glasses, get your braces, whatever it is that you were going to do with that money, the reason why you went into, you did that healthcare spending account to begin with, now's the time. Make your appointments, because a lot of doctors make you book your appointment at least 30 days out. Don't be one of those people caught out there not able to get your appointment in December because it's December 15th and you're trying to get in on the 16th. It may not happen.
Right.
You know, so now's the time. If you have not gotten your annual checkups, now is the time. Take care of yourself. A lot of people do not have the luxury of having medical benefits. Now is the time. If you have them and you haven't used them all year, now is the time. Get your dental checkups, get your medical checkups, get your eyes examined, do all of that stuff. Make sure that you are healthy and you know what's going on with you. All right? Now is the time to do that. Make sure that if you have elderly family or family that's single, look in on them and make sure that they're doing these things too. Okay? This is the kind of stuff that can easily slip by. If you know anyone that is a caretaker, make sure that they're getting their checkups. Caretakers do not take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you know anyone that is a caretaker, make sure that they are doing what they're supposed to do for themselves. They are less likely to take time out to take care of them. Amen?
Amen.
Get all of that stuff done. You know, a lot of times, you know, people will tell you, you know, it's because they caught things early that they were so successful in not having a crazy fight on their hands with regard to their health. All right? I'm a believer that God can heal all things that is already done. I'm a believer that we can make it easier or harder on ourselves. Not on him, but on us. Right? So find out what's going on with yourself. Do what you need to do. Stay in good health. You know, guard your health, because you know, usually with people, it's not until you have something that's lacking that you then say, you know, oh, I only wish. You know, you know, and for people who are listening, you know, I know this seems all very practical stuff, and that's the intention. This is all very practical, doable things, and this is how your goals should be. Your goals should be broken down into practical, tangible, very easy to do steps. If your goal, the step that you need to accomplish is a super hard step, you haven't broken it down small enough. So the kinds of things that you hear me talking about right now are all steps to the bigger thing. For instance, getting a checkup doesn't seem like a whole lot, but it's the first step before, you know, going into a rigorous exercise regimen. It's the first step before training for a marathon, right? It's the first step before going, you know, hiking, you know, in Europe, backpacking for the summer. So, you know, think of it that way. It does seem small, but it's the first step in a larger thing. Get your checkups. Take care of yourself. Do it now. Also, again, go to the dentist. A lot of people take that for granted, but your oral hygiene is extremely important, because you can become very sick by not taking care of your teeth and your gums. I know people who have had situations where people that they know ended up in the hospital and nearly dying because of oral hygiene problems that they did not take care of themselves. And those issues went into the bloodstream.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Understand, that's not an extreme thing. All right? All it means is that they allowed a situation to let go on for an extended period of time. So get yourself taken care of, please. That really hit me very heavy. So somebody listening, you really need to do that. You really, 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 really need to do that. Don't let that go. Okay? I only have a few more things. Oh, awesome. I'll be able to get through everything. I'm so excited about that. for some of you, you always wanted to try something new. Do it. Now is the time. Try a new food. Try a new route to school. Do you know people who go to travel the same route all the time? Okay, is that you? Is that why you're laughing?
Yeah, I'm laughing. I do. Yeah.
I think that a lot of people travel the same route all the time. You know, try a new route. Do something different. See something different in your neighborhood. You know, sometimes turning a corner a different way can change everything, you know, but do something new. Try something new. if you tend to be very shy and laid back, be a little bit bolder in a situation for a change. Or vice versa, if you're usually the one that's a bit more boisterous, try being a little bit more laid back in a situation for a change. And just see what happens. You'll probably shock a lot of people. But just do something different. Read a new book. Read a different type of book. You know, learn a new language, or at least begin to learn a new language. Right? Study something different. The other thing, in regards to trying something new, you've been wanting to go to school all year. Go ahead and start that process. All right, get yourself signed up in the community college for January. It doesn't take very long to do that, even if it's just for one class. You can get into one class within a week. I know because I did it. Right. So, I mean, seriously, it's very easy to do, especially if you're going to go to the community college. Go ahead, sign up for a class and take it. Community college is a great place to go for personal enrichment classes also. They all have booklets. They're usually low priced, and you're able to go. They have awesome classes for different kinds of things, whether it's computers or dance or photography, some other kind of art, pottery. Mm-hmm. I mean, all different kinds of things that are being taught in community colleges all over our nation. Mm-hmm. Go and find out. Go to their website, call them up, have them send you a booklet. Stop by their schools and take a look at the personal enrichment classes and sign yourself up for something new and interesting. Have something worthy of conversation to talk about. Okay.
Yeah.
When people ask you, you know, so what have you been doing? Have something to say.
Well,
have something to say. All right. And then the other thing, when you're setting goals, and I'm going to tell you, start thinking about your goals for 2016 now, right? Because it may take you a little bit to start thinking about what it is that you want to accomplish. And when you're thinking about what you want to accomplish, and also when you start thinking about what you want to try that's new, I want you to think about this. Instead of thinking about what you want to accomplish, think about what kind of person you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When you start thinking about the kind of person that you want to be, you become very clear on the types of things, the types of activity you want to be involved in.
Right.
Okay. So do that. Make sure that you start thinking about it from that perspective, and that's going to guide your activity. If you think about the kind of person you want to be, you might say, you know what, I really want to be one of those people that can be depended upon. I want to be a person that people say is, you know what, they're a very honest person. I want to be a person that, you know, is someone who is well-traveled. I want to be a person that doesn't have, you know, certain fears. That automatically begins to lend itself to you participating in certain activity. I want to be a person that's very centered, or I want to be a person that people feel is really guided by their faith. All right? All those things mean that you're going to be operating in a certain way, and you're going to be involved and engaged in certain activity, and it also means that you're going to be associating with certain types of people.
Right.
You know, all of these things are very, very important. All right? So think about that when you start thinking about your goals. And then set up your goals according to topics. Sometimes that's easier. So, for instance, maybe you might have certain goals you want to accomplish that are spiritual, and certain ones that are financial, certain ones that are educational, certain ones that are fitness-oriented. You know, what types of goals is it that you want to accomplish? For some people, having those subtopics are very, very important. You know, maybe you might have a goal that you want to have a certain type of passive income. All right, so what is that passive income about? What kind of person are you going to be with regard to that passive income, what will it help you to do? Is that passive income because it's a lifestyle you want to live? Is it a passive income because you want to get that money so you can donate it all somewhere, or maybe part of it somewhere, or maybe you want to be able to be, you know, a foster parent to kids overseas? I don't know. But, you know, start thinking in that way, and then setting goals becomes very different. And also, you want it more. You can taste it more. You feel it more. It becomes more alive. And then you're more likely to accomplish it. A lot of times, goals are not accomplished because people, they're not alive enough to people. They're not real enough. You know, people say,
right.
Oh, yeah, I want to go to school, but they don't think about what they want to be with that degree. What is that degree about?
Mm-hmm.
When you get the degree, what is it you're going to accomplish? What is it going to say? What kind of person will you be when you have that? Start thinking about that, and it changes everything. All right? Mm-hmm. The last thing that I want to say, and this is something that I think not only we all can do, but we probably all need to do. All right? You ready?
Yeah.
Let some things go.
Yeah.
All right. Between now and the end of the year, I'm talking about all kinds of things. I'm talking about material things. I'm talking about emotional things. I'm talking about you know, spiritual things. I'm talking about offenses. You know, sometimes you need to just let some things go. Trains of thought, ways of thinking. Sometimes you were brought up in certain ways that no longer feed the person that you are. You need to let it go. Sometimes there are things that have happened to you in your life, and you're holding on to these things, whether they are good or bad, but they no longer feed you. Let them go. Let them be a part of your history because they're no longer a part of your future. Sometimes you really have to let go of stuff, literally, that's in your house. You know, you don't realize how emotionally attached you are to things until you start letting them go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people have boxes of things that are in their attics and their basements and their garages and their storage places. And, you know, if you haven't opened it up in 10 years, you don't need it anymore. Get rid of it and watch how free and how light you begin to feel. And, you know, some of that stuff is good stuff. I agree with you. But someone else could actually be using it, instead of it being tied up in a box somewhere in your storage facility, right? Let it go. Sometimes it's important just to let things go. And it's in the letting things go, when you release what's in your hand, that God can give more to you. This is all about you being able to live the abundant life that God had in mind, all right? If you can't let things go, He can't get more things to you. There's just no other way of putting it. So I hope that people have taken time out, that they've enjoyed, you know, this segment of Clarify Your Life. This really is about getting clear. It really is about getting clear and about accomplishing something between now and the end of the year so that you can feel that you won in 2015 and you can ride into the new year with that positive energy, being able to set the pace for a great 2016. Amen?
Amen. Amen to that. And I just want to let everyone know, if you have somebody, fill them out, to email Kimberly at khorvat@journeyhomeministry.org. And she will definitely be available for you if you have any questions. Wonderful segment. Thank you very much.
Praise God for it.
Very simple, practical things to get a win for the end of the year. All right, so I guess I will see you next month.
Yes, you will.
And we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with how great thou art. Everyone, be blessed. See you Friday for Flashback Friday, and definitely spread this message around. It's some very practical stuff, and it can get you really excited before the end of the year. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. All right. And here we go. I need some bath help. If you were talking about going to the doctor, I was like, I'm one of those people.
Yeah, me too.